On this episode of The Playbook, I have Alex Neckerton. He is the CEO of UltiSelf, and we're going to talk about the greatest habit that you can form, building a habit machine. Join me for all of this and more on The Playbook.
This is Entrepreneurs The Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host, David Meltzer.
I have my special guest, Alex Neckerton. He is the CEO of UltiSelf. I call UltiSelf the biohack company, the ultimate habit machine company. Welcome to The Playbook.
Thank you, sir.
Alex,
glad to be here.
There could not be a better guest on my show because I think the secret to life is creating a habit machine. And I have tried to effectuate in my career creating a habit machine with no technology. Because my philosophy was, is if I had a habit machine, then if I wanted to lose weight, I would just input whatever I wanted to do in order to effectuate that habit. Or if I wanted to, you know, get stronger or to do business in a certain way, whatever habit it was, the habit machine would be much more powerful than actually each time trying to create some system in order to effectuate a long-term change or improvement in my life. What inspired you to get into this personal development space, this biohacking space, to create the UltiSelf, what I call the ultimate habit machine?
Well, I think that the studies are it goes anywhere from about 70 to about 95% of our daily actions are habit-based. And according to research, there was a study done by University of Sheffield, University of North Carolina, that anything we want to, any intentions we set, knowing what to do is really, I think it's even less than half the battle, but about 50% of our intentions never get implemented. I mean, one of my first jobs ever, one of my only jobs ever, I'm a serial entrepreneur, as they say, is I was working at a gym and, you know, selling memberships at a Gold's Gym in Boston area. And, you know, we would sell a whole bunch of memberships January, New Year's resolution. And by March, because all the regulars are back at it. You know, people set intentions, but they never, you know, not they never, but there has to be a lot of, and you know this, I'm sure better than me, there has to be a heck of a whole lot of motivation for them to follow through on these intentions. And, you know, I've always been into self-development, always try to build my best self. But, you know, the approach that I always took was, and this is probably by coincidence, when I read something, I took the notes and I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? What specific action am I going to do? And I would write that action and put it into Excel, you know? Yeah.
So it's interesting because I'm a habit guru, a self-proclaimed habit guru, meaning that I understand the habit machine. I work so hard at it. But yet, let me take my favorite habit, which I try to inspire people to have, which is to say thank you. Thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. It takes 0.1 seconds to say thank you or to think thank you. It's free. You don't have to study anything. Sure. To just say thank you. It has the most impact of anything in my life just by setting an intention of thank you. But yet it took me 9 months until I could do it every day for a month. So
totally get that.
Why? If it's 70 to 95% habit, you know, when we set an intention to something, why would something that simple still not even fall within the 5%? Because it's not just me, right? Because I tell people to do this all the time.
I could tell you a quick story about,
yeah, please,
about myself, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So when I was like in my teens, I had bad allergies. And they suggested doing this scratch test. Sounds like scratch, but it was one of the biggest like tortures I've ever went through because none of the scratches worked. And then they have to go for each thing, it's like 48 things. They have to give me a little tiny shot in my back, 48 of them. And then they itched and you couldn't touch them. I was in that office cabin. I was like ready to jump out the window. And it was terrible. Then they came back. They said, I got to get shots. And I'm like, no way, this is not for me. And then like years later, like I was having allergies again and I went to the doctor and he's like, we should do an allergy test. And I turned white as a ghost. I'm like, heck no, you know, no way. And he goes, don't worry, there's a way more humane way of doing this. Now it's called a RAST test, R-A-S-T, where we just do a blood test and then you don't have to get shots anymore. We give you drops that you put under your tongue. And this is when I learned like how important habits were. We give you drops that you got to put under your tongue. And they did that. Obviously, the blood test was easy. They give me this vial of drops. All you got to do is put them under your tongue for like 30 days, like straight. There's a load phase of 2 weeks, which you couldn't miss. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, took me like 6 months to do this, right? To get it right.
Because, exactly.
Yeah, it happens. That whole 21-day thing, I mean, I think we both know it's a little bit of a BS type of situation. It's a lot harder than that.
And so why, two questions. Let's answer the first one. Why is it that we can't do things daily? And then I'll ask the second question about the 21 days.
Right. I mean, there's not just one reason why. I would say it's there's a few things. I mean, there was a study here. I got all my notes here. Good. With the studies. But there was a study by University of Pittsburgh in terms of gamification. So this is one thing that really helps. And this is one thing that I really, you know, made sure. And we hired a team of psychologists, neuroscientists to put this into our app. Gamification is so critical. According to this research, that it improved the outcomes of psychotherapy by 69%, some kind of gamification. Physical therapy by 59%. So having, you know, I mean, it's so hard to build a habit, but when I got back when I was younger, when I got John Madden football, the video game, I couldn't stop playing. That was a habit. And I built that one really fast. So getting yourself into that gamification state, and I always actually, in terms of my app, because there's a concept of habituation as well. If you do something like with working out, if you do the same weight you do the same weight basically as you work out nonstop over a consistent time, it's going to be less and less effective. So you don't want to do the same exact thing over and over. What I say is you almost want to get hooked on using my app.
Yeah.
You know,
the
using
habit machine.
App. Exactly. Using that habit machine, because the habits could change. And then also you got to play around with them. It's more fun to try new things that are good for you. So the gamification is a huge, huge concept. Now, another big thing that'll make habits likely to stick is a lot of people put like too much pressure on themselves. Like I like what you said, just Lord. Takes 3 seconds. Like I do the same thing. Before I get out of bed, I like to think of at least 2 to 3 things that I'm grateful for. And that's like a thing, just gets me in the right mindset. And, you know, a lot of people, what they do is they set too many habits. Like I got a lot of friends that are really out of shape. And the workout programs that they set for themselves are crazy. I'm in decent shape, and I don't, you know, I'm easy. I got to go to the gym for 30 minutes, play a sport, you know, easy. So there's a bunch of little tactics that we put, little techniques that we put in our app, like habit combos, habit stacks. I could talk about those a little bit more if you want. But there's a bunch of little things that are going to make habits more likely to stick. So it's... Yeah, it's a few things. It's not just one, I would say.
And then the second point, and I'm going to get to the app itself because I am interested in the stack and other issues. But before that, one of the biggest misnomers, since I'm a habit freak and a habit guru and a habit machine seeker, which is how I find Ulti Self, because it is the best app. It is the best habit machine ever utilized. Most importantly, though, is most things don't take into account what I call our quantum nature, our unconscious competency. Let me give you an example. People talk about you can build a habit in 21 days. You and I both understand that's BS.
Right.
And the reason it's BS is if you have inherited into your genetics, into your quantum being, for example, alcoholism.
Right.
It's the easiest one to say. If you have 4 generations of alcoholics that have downloaded that quantum being into you, it's literally impossible after 21 days of stopping to drink to think that you're never going to drink again, that it's a habit.
Yeah.
The thing that we don't understand is drinking's obvious, but we have all these quantum things like getting upset.
Sure.
Or, you know, anger, or, you know, like people have quantum natures about them. Some people are more peaceful than others. Some are hungrier about salt. Some more about chocolate. So just because you stop eating chocolate for 21 days, doesn't mean you're not going to have a craving on 22 if you're genetically disposed to being a sweets person.
1,000%.
And so what does the app do to help facilitate understanding the quantum side that it's going to take more than 21 days?
I love that you're asking me this question. First of all, this is kind of weird, maybe in a quantum nature. I'm here with a few buddies of mine. I was literally having this conversation with my friend yesterday at the hotel, because we were just talking about, like, you know, like, I come from Eastern Europe, I'm Jewish from Eastern Europe, and so is my friend. And we were talking about how we're like, we're only basically one generation removed from like Holocaust, right? Yeah. Like my mom.
I'm with you, buddy.
My mom, she, you know, my parents are pretty well off, pretty successful. They still have these.
We don't have that in common.
But they still have these habits. The way my mom grew up, she grew up in, you know, in St. Petersburg, Russia, yeah, right after World War II, where they literally like slept on the ground, had to surround themselves with wet towels so the bed bugs won't. And this is when she was like 4 years old. So now she does this weird things where she like reuses paper towels. And I always get on her. I'm like, you guys are very well off. Why are you reusing that?
And now, I've seen like aunts and uncles who are very well off, and they have balls of tinfoil to reuse under the sink.
Tea and bags
multi,
and stuff.
Multi-millionaires. Yeah. Same thing, yeah.
Tea bags and stuff that. So I'm like, you know, I always get on her, but I was like talking to my friend and I understand that because that's some crazy stuff that happened back then, obviously. And that programming, I mean, they're a generation away from that. So being like that with money doesn't, you know.
Yeah, doesn't change.
Doesn't change.
I actually invented one of my first entrepreneurial inventions was called the Bubby. And it was a big purse. And it had a removable Ziploc, so you could replace it. Because I noticed all the bubbies in Florida would go to the buffets and they load up the sugars, everything there. And so anyway, so to that point, how does the app help facilitate understanding where we have a greater challenge to create a habit than other people may?
And I love that you're asking me this question. This is one of the biggest differentials between UltiSelf and, I mean, what you like calling the biohacking habit app.
Yep.
One of the big differentials is the content that it has, but also a huge, huge differential is that it's bespoke. I'm taking a word from my old business. Bespoke means customized. It's custom to you because we are all completely different. Here's a crazy study, and you might kick me off the show for saying this.
Never.
But here's a crazy study that there was a study by the University College of London, and up to 26%, there's a study on meditation, up to 26% of the people who practice meditation got negative effects, got stressed because of it, got distortion, got negative emotion. Now, is that to say that meditation is bad? Of course not. Meditation is good for a lot of people, has a ton of benefits. But there's different types of people and different types of meditation that affect these people. Different, like for me maybe, it's pretty frustrating to sit in a chair and not move and breathe. But when I go, say I play tennis or I play pickleball or play a sport, that's meditative. This morning I woke up.
Is pickleball really a sport?
It's an amazing sport. It is an amazing sport.
I'm kidding. It's the fastest growing sport, I think.
It's one of the few sports that I'm good
at. It's like taking over the tennis courts at my country club. Yeah. There's like 7 pickleball courts now.
Every development where I live in South Florida, there's this big fight between tennis and pickleball.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody wants the pickleball. But this morning I swam, 8-9 laps in the pool at the hotel. That's meditative. I mean, you're breathing, you're moving in emotion. So habits affect people differently. What we put in our app is we put a little bit of an AI, artificial intelligence, that we have this component in there called the habit effectiveness rating. So what that does is that is able to take your habits and it correlates it with how you rank your day. So you just basically, we ask a quick pop-up, how was your day from 1 through 5? And it does some correlation and it gives you your optimal, your effectiveness rating for each habit. And what it does, and we talked about this before, is it creates your optimal routine, right?
Right.
The routine is routine is almost even more important than habits because the habits make up a routine. And if you have a good routine that's really specific to you, that is the real key. That is the real key to results. So that's where the UltiSelf kind of stands out is, it is able to give you your habits that work for you because we're all different. Habits that are good for one person may not be good for the next. Like another example is the book, The Power of When by Michael Bruce. Mm-hmm. You know, someone like me, like I know you're a super early bird, right? Like 4 a.m. wake up, you know, your routine is on the app. So I know that for me, my brain kicks into high gear at midnight. I've tried everything. Especially now that I'm working really hard with this app.
Yeah.
I got to be up midnight to about 1:32 because that's when my brain functions the best.
Yeah, that's so important. One other issue, you know, and I, like I said, utilize the app. My routine's on the app. I am a habit machine freak. But the app is only as good as people being in the habit to use the app. So yes, just like athletes who we could provide free rides to for the NFL when, you know, DUIs was an issue pre-Uber, right? And I used to say to the commissioner, I said, it's not an issue that you give free rides. These guys can afford their own rides. Okay. The issue is they're not making a plan before they drink of how they're getting home.
1,000%.
You know, if you don't use the AltiSelf, if you don't use the app, you actually have to have a habit to get to the habit machine. What have you done in order to effectuate the apathetic nature? It's like the people going to the gym.
Right.
Gym's there. You paid for it. Yeah. You know it works. You got trainers, all the great equipment, golds to LA Fitness, to 24-Hour Fitness. But if you don't show up, how do you get people to show up to the app?
That's huge. That's huge. I love the fact that you're asking that. And that's what I kind of, you know, we give some educational materials as well with the app and courses. And, you know, you really want to try to, I don't want to say force yourself, but you really need to try to get yourself hooked on that app like you would with the game. Obviously, gamification is there, but we put a few key components into the app like reminders. So we have push reminders for every habit. So you basically, and this we're again, one of the only habit apps to do this. When you set, right when you click to add a habit to your tracker, a thing pops up right away because we want people to set these reminders. People could set push reminders and they could set text reminders. And what that's going to do, you know, most people are already in the habit of using their phones. That's one that's pretty damn ingrained, right?
Right. So, like playing Madden?
Yeah. Playing, oh. My only addiction of my whole life was Madden.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, people are in the habit of using their phone. Well, for every single habit that they need to do in their routine, or checking their text messages, they can either set either a push reminder or a text reminder at that specific time. And that gets them back on it. And then the other big thing is like also your mindset. I mean, obviously, you're a mindset guy. The big thing is when you fall off, get back on. So this is kind of like what I'm starting to realize now in my old age of 40.
Just wait, buddy.
A little wiser. I feel like people almost put too much pressure on themselves. Like I've seen some of these, because we see what the people set. Some of these routines, they try to build like 30 habits, 50 habits, and you're almost setting yourself up for failure. There's a concept of, it's a great book. I'm going to give this guy a free plug. Stephen Guy's Mini Habits. I think it's the greatest book on habits.
Stephen Guy's
Mini Habits. Like it. Love it. Love it. He's kind of like not a big name guy, but the book is just, it was a game changer for me. Start low, set the bar low. Like you said, with gratitude,
lower
right?
The bar.
Just lower the bar.
And big then, philosophy of mine.
And then overachieve. So because what you're trying to do is you're trying to build self-efficacy, right? Self-efficacy is a little bit, from the way I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, but self-efficacy is a little bit different than self-confidence. Self-confidence is kind of like your belief in yourself. Self-efficacy is your belief in yourself to accomplish what you set out. And if you set the bar too high and you consistently fail over and over and over again, that's going to imprint on you, and you're basically, now your self-concept changes. Hey, I'm a failure. I want to wake up at 5 a.m. every morning, but I wake up at 7, which is also okay depending on your chronotype.
Right.
And, you know, you consistently start to ingrain that in yourself. And, you know, that's a big thing. Set that bar low. Build 5 or 6 habits.
Yeah, or even one.
5 or 6 key ones.
Yeah, even one, right?
Yeah, even the right one.
Lower the bar.
For me, I'll give you a quick example of how, and again, we have this, we're actually having, we have courses that are now in members areas, but we're actually going to have courses inside the app that people will be able to access top of the routine. So
they'll put a Dave Meltzer course in there.
Oh, for sure.
On routines.
That's
the adaptable routine and the regular routine.
The routine's already in there. We're going to put the course. Absolutely. So with the courses, you know, one component that we talk about, we call it the self-upgrade system. And one component that we talk about is like habit combos. Like, so for example, for me, one thing that I do, and you know, just to backtrack for a second, we have this thing called the core routine. So the core routine, we strongly suggest, like all the other habits depend on the person, but the core routine, we strongly suggest that everybody implements. So that's like, you know, these are habits with just overwhelming proof that they're good for you. Hydration, like,
yeah,
exercise.
Movement, right?
Yeah. Exercise, movement. Another free plug, Brian Johnson from Optimize Me.
Yeah.
Love his stuff. He calls it like eat, move, sleep, right? And he calls it the fundamentals. So we have like 7. So it's hydration, socialize, get outside, move, can think of.
Smile.
Smile, right? Right.
Right, you know, it's happy, right?
Yeah, so that core routine is there. And one way that I knock out like four things in the socialize, I think I mentioned.
Yep.
One way that I knock out like four things in that routine and do something that I actually really enjoy doing is I play sport every day, right? Like almost every single day I'm playing. It's a different sport. Like
best this piece of advice, by the way, I've ever heard and gotten. I was on a panel with superstars, uh-huh. biggest names in the world, executives. Uh-huh. And everyone's telling these freshmen in college, like business advice, school uh-huh. advice. And the one president of HBO, she says, all I'm here, best piece I can give you, is find something you love to do sport-wise.
Pickleball.
Every day. Yeah, for an hour. Just if graduate college, if you take out of here having one thing you love to do for an hour a day in sports, your life will change for the better. And that's perfect. Last question real quick, not to interrupt you. Yeah, it's obvious that when we're addicted to something, it's a hard habit to change, right? Alcoholism, sure. nicotine, when it's biochemical and quantum in nature, it's very challenging.
Sure.
Last question. You understand biohacking. AltiSelf is an incredible tool. It's an incredible platform, incredible education resource. Can you actually create not just a habit, but can you create an addiction, a positive addiction?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we want. That's what we want. That's what that whole Madden when I was 13 put that idea in my head. Just to back up for a second, I think what I was talking about playing a sport every day, I just want to make sure I get that point across, is like that playing a sport, that's a habit combo. So that's what we put in our course, because playing a sport, A, I'm with other people, I'm socializing. B, I'm outside.
Habit combos, beautiful. I call it overlapping.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So B, I'm outside, I'm moving, I'm exercising. Now I just knocked out three of my fundamental habits.
Yeah.
And people are busy. You know, I don't need that crazy to set that crazy routine for myself, which is going to be hard to follow. I knock out, I go, you know, like we play football on the beach. It's just like amazing. It's been the best thing that happened to me.
Oh my God. That
one is of the best. One of
I play one-on-one football with my 11-year-old son on the beach in front of our house. And, you know, I looked down at my watch and it said 10 miles when I was done.
Yeah.
In deep sand.
High intensity.
I wondered why I woke up the next morning as if I'd played a college football game.
Right.
It was intense. Real quick, how do we create an addiction for something positive, which is the AltiSelf that we want?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you got to look at the components. How do bad addictions get created? There's a habit loop, cue, action, reward. Uh-huh. I mean, let's look at a cigarette. You know, why do people smoke cigarettes? They get nervous or something. You know, they started socially, right? But they get nervous. That's their cue. They smoke the cigarette. It gives them a little feeling of calm, right? So you can do the same thing. You can use that habit loop.
Right. And then, like you said, too, it could be effectuating three or four other ones. So you smoke to get calm. So you're happy. You socialize.
Yeah, right? a lot of things.
Right? And you get all these other things just like playing pickleball.
Just
right?
Like playing
cigarettes
pickleball.
And alcohol are the same as pickleball. The difference is pickleball is way more positive.
Believe it or not, it's a heck of a workout.
Yeah, exactly. Almost as good as tennis, I guess. No,
yeah.
We have big fans. Well, look, we all are on the path, the journey of enjoying the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of our own potential. AltiSelf, the biohacking platform and app that you have, is the best tool that aligns with my personal definition of purpose, passion, and profitability.
That's what
and
I was
happiness.
Going for. I appreciate it.
Enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential with AltiSelf. But I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.